How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Taro International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit taro.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Taro team.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We're almost there. It's almost Father's Day. We hope that you enjoy yours. Well, last night was the 28th annual Iowa Juneteenth Observance and Community Builders Appreciation Banquet that celebrated the contributions of so many people attempting, as the title suggests, to build community. It was a stunning event organized by Dawana Bradley and her committee. Everything from the reception to the closing prayer was truly amazing. If you have never been, this is a must-go for next year. The keynote speaker was television journalist and reporter Soledad O'Brien, who riveted the hundreds in attendance with her wit and insight. She spoke to the history of Juneteenth and what it means. She also spoke about our current climate of discord in the United States. She started by suggesting we could be almost exhausted by the rhetoric and discontent that we hear on a daily basis. She told her story about being in a mixed-race family. Her father is white and Irish, her mother black, of Cuban African descent. She told about how people would spit on her mother and father as they walked the streets of Baltimore, Maryland before they were married. You see, dating between races in the 1950s was forbidden. She said that when her mother would tell her those stories, her mother would always add, "You know, but we knew America was better than the actions of a few people." America is better, she said. Better because of the mix of stories and cultures, and she encouraged the audience to tell their stories and become involved and stay focused because she says, America is better when we do. I caught up with O'Brien and asked her a question about Juneteenth and then something about the economy. After all, it is the Business News Hour.
This is a big star thing for Des Moines, you know.
Oh my gosh, I actually feel like I've been invited into something that I've never had a chance to experience. I think a real Juneteenth celebration is amazing. And so few people know about the history of Juneteenth. So for me, I really feel like I get to be the guest at a family party that I've never been invited to before. It's exciting.
One of the things that we talk about all the time is business and how that relates to our overall economy and how that relates to individuals. But I'm going to take a different tact on this. You mentioned Juneteenth. Not many people know about it. Other than bringing celebrities to talk to us, how do we get that message out better?
Yeah, I think it literally is about talking about it. I don't know of another way. And it's historical, so I don't know that there's any other way to do it than to tell people the story. Most people do know that the Emancipation Proclamation didn't kind of get to everyone all at the same time, but I don't think they know the details. And that's black people and white people, everybody. So I think really you've seen a resurgence in Juneteenth celebrations, which I think helps people learn about the history. And I think the more that you can make the celebration diverse and invite people in and make it a great party, and it's about American history, and it's not just a celebration of black people for black people, then I think that really helps. I think it's just a matter of spreading the story and the history.
Final economics question. We take a look at wages. Wages are flat here in the United States. Inflation's going up. That's going to continue to put pressure on families who are working at minimum wage jobs all over the country. Where are we going with all this?
Yeah, it's a really interesting point, right? Because if you look at the economic numbers for people who are employed or unemployed, I think it's the lowest unemployment figures in 18 years, if I'm not mistaken. Right. So fantastic news. And yet people are very stressed and in some cases feel really insecure in their job. Some of that, I think, is this sense that AI is going to bring a lot of changes and no one's really thinking specifically about what that means for some industries and some jobs. But also, right, wages are flat. The stock market's not so great. And so people don't feel comfortable and happy. And I think that's problematic. And really the question is a political one. What does that mean for the midterm elections combined with a sort of angry rhetoric, a lot of screaming on every cable television news show every single day, and, you know, a lot of drama around and, you know, multiple investigations. So I think for me, it's always, what does that mean politically come, you know, 2018 in November?
It's always politics, right? Soledad O'Brien, and by the way, she was amazingly gracious with her time. Prior to the event, she took a dozen or so questions from guests and the media, and following the celebration, she stuck around and posed for photos with anybody who wanted to join her. The Iowa Juneteenth celebration truly upped their game last night. If you'd like to learn more, check out iowajuneteenth.com. When we come back, we're going to switch gears and talk business with Daryl Sarmento. He's the executive director of the West Side Chamber. It's a great conversation about chamber activities and small businesses and, well, and telling stories. Click through. More to come on this edition of the Business News Hour.